The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and Rona, and a lot of other things. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Monday. We got a whole new week ahead of us, and hopefully things are going to get better soon. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's happening with you?
Sports and Rona. So
okay.
That's pretty much it. How was your weekend?
It was not too bad. I didn't leave the house at all. And then, of course, I left today. I had to go to the grocery store today.
Well, I noticed you live tweeting WrestleMania.
I did do that. To the pleasure of some and the dismay of others. But... you know, what else is there to watch? And that was basically what my kids said. And I caved, and I got them WrestleMania. So, you know what? I'll save all my thoughts for when Booker T joins us at 4:30. The two-time WWE Hall of Famer will join the program at 4:30. And we'll go over some of what we saw, and he can fill me in on some stuff that I didn't quite understand.
Okay, that sounds good.
Wrestling's gotten way more complicated than it used to be.
Well, I mean, they put on a lot more of a show now. I know that, but I didn't get a chance to watch it, so I will leave that one to you. I was also working on a guest for us for 4:30 tomorrow that. An old friend of ours that we haven't talked to in a while because he hasn't been on a show we've been watching in a while, but Matty Rauch is probably going to join us tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's on lockdown in New York like a lot of people, and you know, I don't think we realize sometimes that you know these guys that give us so much joy with what they do, they're not working right now, so they're not getting paid. So,
right.
So we're gonna try to have him on tomorrow. In fact, he just returned my text, so I think we'll get that set up. But I had a pretty quiet weekend. I did some ponies and made a few bucks on Saturday, and then made a horrible tactical error yesterday on one of my trifecta bets that I was trying to punch a horse in second and third, and for some reason I punched him in second twice, and of course he finished third, and it was a $3,000 trifecta.
Oh.
I kept looking at my account going, where the hell's the money? Where the hell's the money? And I went back and looked at the bet, and I go, oh, you dumb bleep.
So, damn.
Yeah, but also got some writing done. Did the I got about halfway through what I'd done with the sequel and tore the whole thing up and started over. So about 65% done now. So probably going to work on that a lot tomorrow. Had to do some real work stuff today, my man.
Hard times. Yeah, Mondays are – it's a real work day. Unfortunately.
Yeah, and we also are working on we're going to do the charity poker tournament Saturday. We just have a couple things to get squared away, but we will be doing it on PokerStars, so we'll be letting people know. I haven't been playing much on there, but I've done occasionally when I get bored for about 15 minutes, I'll go find a 7-card stud game and play.
Nice.
Because, that's what I grew up with, and that's what I learned to play. And so it's fun that they have it. Of course, it's free money, so it doesn't do any good. But just kind of miss playing 7-card stud. Somebody says, you know something's wrong in the world when AJ has 10-plus tweets on WrestleMania.
I mean,
What else is there, guys?
Yeah, I mean, what else are they going to tweet about?
Yeah, yeah. Did you get any more TV in this week?
I am 7 episodes through Ozark.
Cool.
So I'll be finished with that either tomorrow or, yeah, I would guess by tomorrow I'll be finished with it.
Yeah, I watched a few movies and most of them weren't very good. Coffee and Kareem was kind of funny, just as, I guess, as Netflix now. So, but yeah, I mean, that's about it. Just, trying to survive and in a world with no sports, which I am getting frustrated with a lot of these people saying, oh, well, the NFL thinks it can start here. The NBA thinks it can start here. Guys, you got no clue. I mean, you really don't. And you're just getting people's hopes up. And I know we all need to have our hopes up a little bit right now, but I really don't want to hear from anybody else saying, oh, looks like college football says they'll start on time. They don't know. None of us know a damn thing, man. We just know that this isn't going to be over anytime soon. So we shall see. I do think I have a new name for this, AJ. Considering the popularity of Joe Exotic,
okay,
and the fact that we now have a Bronx Zoo tiger that has tested positive, I think this needs to be the tiger virus.
Okay, that works for me.
Because I've seen every possible name for it, including I don't know what the hell novel coronavirus means. Newspapers seem to be using that.
Novel means new.
Well,
because it's a new strain of this SARS virus thing.
Well, just whatever.
What's wrong with the old coronavirus? Why do we need a new one?
Because new is always better.
So this is a better. Does that mean more deadly?
I guess so.
Or would better be less deadly?
I'm guessing more deadly.
Okay.
I mean, for a virus.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, it depends on what you're. Are you on team people or team virus?
I'm personally team people.
Can I take it on a case by case basis?
Fair enough.
Because hey, there's a few people. There's another pedophile in California that got it. I'm like, okay, I'm probably team virus here.
Yeah, they got him. Hard times. Hey, the sports polar at the sports polar has been doing a bracket of the most hated team in any sport, and the Elite Eight just happened. Would you care to know the results?
I would love to know the results.
The Patriots blew out the Warriors 67% to 33%. Alabama football takes down their region in dominating fashion, 72% to 28%.
Who did they beat again? I missed
the that. LA Lakers.
Oh, okay.
The New York Yankees take down Duke basketball, 54% to 46%. Close matchup.
Jeez,
there.
That should have been 2-1 seeds there.
Well, that's a 1 versus a 2.
They both should have been 1s.
And the Yankees were the 2 seed. Last year, 0 MLB teams made it. This year, 2 in the final 4 because your Houston Astros get a blowout win over the Dallas Cowboys. How do you feel knowing the Astros are now one of the 4 most hated sports franchises in the country?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
And
people,
I just voted on Patriots versus Astros. You want to know the current count?
Oh, I'm sure the Astros are winning.
64 to 36% Astros in the lead.
There you go.
I mean, they are dominating this thing.
The speaking of Astros, Brittany, who's a friend of the show, put together like a gathering for Astros fans Saturday night, and you know, like Blummer was on there and a bunch of people like that, and it was really cool. Right up until the end, when some guy hacked it and started putting Frozen porn on there.
Which, all right,
I gotta tell you, it didn't really scare me off, but. But yeah, it was a good time. Everybody had a lot of fun. So, sorry it ended the way it did, but it was another escape. So, but that tells you how much people hate them if you're going to hack somebody's gathering and put porn on it.
Yeah, I mean, or you might be a fan and you're helping them out.
Yeah, again, that Elsa, I'm telling you, she's got it going on.
Yeah.
But
Some think she's hotter than Jasmine.
Oh no, let's not. Come on.
I also think it's funny if you look at the comments under this Astros versus Patriots matchup.
Yeah,
there's people talking about how the Astros were cheaters, and like people aren't even realizing that the Patriots were cheating long before the Astros even came up with their plan.
Yeah, and more than one way too.
Yeah, and they've won a lot more off of it. But what are you going to do?
It's recency bias.
It's the Astros' time. It's the Astros' time. Let them win their championship here.
Yeah. You know what? That'll be another one for them.
And then guess what? People say they cheated to get it.
Probably. Oh, yeah, you know what? They had bots on there voting for him.
Yeah, that's what people will say. Ugh.
Jeff Luhnow created some kind of program where the bots could go on there and vote for the Astros. So there you have it. Yeah. I'm happy for them if they win. I think it's, I think that's awesome. Everybody's saying, oh, these Houston sports teams never get any credit nationally.
Now we
How
are.
How do you feel now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Championship.
Embrace it, man. And, you know, the thing about them, if they're not back till 2021, it's not even going to be the same team because, you know, are you bringing Springer back or all those things? So, 281, so do the Red Sox just get a pass with COVID-19? Never heard anything on their investigation. They're going to announce it at some point. Why do you guys care at this point?
That's what will make Astros fans feel better is if somebody else gets busted too.
Well, look, they cheated too.
Yeah, that's the lamest. Like I said, own it. Just be the bad guy for once.
People don't want to do that.
No, they're like, yeah, but what about what that other team did? They were cheating too. And that, I mean, they feel like that'll take some kind of heat off of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
But who cares? If we're sitting here saying who cares that the Astros cheated, and I mean they got punished. Let's move on from it, which is what I'm saying. Then why are we worried about someone else getting caught too? I don't need that. It's not going to make me feel any better.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's you know, I mean, if they whatever hammer they drop on them, it doesn't affect my life one bit.
Yeah.
So
I mean, are they going to take? What do you think, Sam? They're going to take their championship away? That'd be bad news for Astros fan. Trust me.
Yeah.
So just get over it, all right? You know, you got caught.
Yeah.
It happens.
And in this whole thing, well, I guess I was starting to think, well, maybe with the Tiger virus, this would, you know, lighten things up a little bit. But if they're winning this poll that handily, okay, maybe not.
A little UFC news. Well, I guess we can do it on the other side of the break since that's music. But
okay.
UFC 249 is signed and apparently it's on. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
I also have my new favorite soccer player that we can get to.
All right.
So, all right, we'll do that when we come back. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and just confirmed for tomorrow at 4:30 that Matty Rauch will join us. So that'll be fun to catch up with him. All right.
Also, you may note how short our break times are.
Yes.
That's something that, you know, Todd Farquharson, our GM, gave the okay for us to have more talk time while we're doing this coronavirus thing, because obviously, you know, there's fewer advertisers who are on right now because, I mean, obviously business is kind of around the city has slowed down quite a bit. So rather than, you know, playing a bunch of promos and stuff, we're talking to you guys as much as we can. So Hope you guys enjoy that. Hope you guys notice that we're giving you more talk time and less nonsense.
Yeah, and hopefully you won't be getting used to this.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's ideal. This doesn't last forever, but while we're doing this, we might as well, we've got the time. We might as well use it to keep you guys entertained.
Absolutely, and I'm all for it. Always a little bit of an adjustment when you do things differently, but from our perspective, it's, we tend to go over more than we go under on things, so I think it won't be much of an adjustment for us.
Right.
So you're UFC.
Yeah, UFC two. What number is it again? I've already forgotten what number it is. 249. That's right. Is apparently set to go on Saturday, April 18th, which is a week from this Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. No. Yeah. So this Saturday will be what, the 12th or 11th, and then the week after that will be the 18th. And obviously, we talked last week about Khabib not participating. So Justin Gaethje is stepping in, and he will fight Tony Ferguson for the interim lightweight title, which that Tony had already won, and then they took away from him for some reason. But until they can get this thing figured out with Khabib, that's what it is. And there's a lot of people on the internet not very happy about this, because if Tony loses this fight, then the reality of Ferguson versus Khabib becomes even less real. So it's I think people are happy that there's something, but they're also nervous that it's putting a lot at risk.
Well, I mean, I think it is, but by the same token, we just don't know, right? I mean, we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You get a fight like this now, take it. Did you see that? Dana responded to a fake Ariel Helwani account.
Yeah, he got worked up over it.
Yeah, it was, I think it was Ariel Helwani.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, our boy tweeted. Rogelio texted me and was like, yes! And I was like, dude, that's a fake account. Oh, damn. Got him.
Yep, got a lot of people. But, the rumor was that they'd reached some kind of deal to get Khabib out of there and over to Vegas, but apparently that wasn't the case, or wherever it is they're fighting.
Yeah, somewhere on the West Coast.
Well, I want to tell you about my new favorite soccer player.
Okay.
I know we're all supposed to be on lockdown right now, mm-hmm. and people are doing some stupid stuff. Manchester City's Kyle Walker could face discipline for allegedly partying with sex workers during lockdown.
All right. Fred's kind of guy.
He and a friend violated a national shutdown order by allegedly hosting a party with sex workers. They invited two women to his apartment a day before he went on social media and urged people to stay at home. At least it was before he urged them, right? he quickly issued an apology. He said, for the choices I made last week, which have resulted in a story today about my private life in a tabloid newspaper, my actions in this matter are in direct contrast to what I should have been doing regarding the lockdown. Yeah, but if you're going to mess it up.
Go big, right?
Then, yeah. Yeah.
Sex party.
Yeah, I mean, it's still less than 10 person gathering.
Right.
So there's that.
Well, was it?
It was him and a friend and two women. So
okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm not good at math, but I think
cameraman?
That's four. No, I don't think there was a cameraman, which is too bad.
You got to bring a cameraman, because that's something you want to remember in case you can't have another sex party for some time, you know?
That's true. Although, if you keep bringing back the same ones, is that okay? Of course, they're probably out spreading the Rona themselves.
Probably.
Yeah. But anyway, if you're going to choose something to screw up, that's probably the thing to do. But I'd rather people not. I still see so many people that just aren't following the rules, man, and it's really frustrating. So I've gotten now where I you know, if I do have to go to the store, if I go anywhere, I'm wearing a mask and gloves, and, you know, it's anything that covers my face is a good thing.
Yeah. I wore a mask to HEB today. I don't have, like, my wife actually, while I was gone, she grabbed some real masks. One of our friends had some, and but I didn't, when I went to the grocery store today, I didn't have one, so I wore, like, the, like a bandana that I wear when I ride my motorcycle to keep dust and crap out of my mouth.
Yeah.
It's got like a skull face on it. So I got some odd looks at the grocery store today from the elders.
Yeah. I have a couple of the actual medical masks from when I had some procedure done a couple of years ago that were, they sent home with me. So, they're actually getting used now. I didn't even realize they were in my closet. So, I'm curious what you think of this, because they did a poll, and apparently 87% of the public is staying home, whether it's mandated or not. 7% say they're not sheltering in place, while another 6% remain unsure. I don't know what the hell that means, how you can be unsure, but that's all right. But 79% of Americans say that the states that have issued stay-at-home orders made the right choice, so everybody's, that's a pretty good percentage. But now it's the, they asked them another question. If the restrictions were erased by mid-April, 61% of Americans would still stay at home when possible, while only 19% said they'd go back to their regular life.
I mean,
curious.
I kind of believe that it's better to be safe than sorry on this thing. So if they say, okay, you know, April 15th, people can start going back to work, I'd be like, hey, Fred, let's keep doing the show this way until, like, May 1st.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way. Like, I would want to make sure that, I mean, what would be the harm of another couple weeks if we've already done it this long? And, you know, obviously the show's working. But I'm more, like, bigger picture here. Even after that, like, I'll start going back to work. But I don't know how much I'm going to want to go out. You know, and I mean, I was already turning into a little bit of a homebody, but I kind of feel like even when you're past this wave, I mean, I really don't know that I want to be around people as much.
Well, I mean, that's always been the case. So I'm, you know, I'll probably be in the same boat. I'll be less apt to jump out there too.
Yeah, and I think that'll be an issue for a lot of people. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not really saying I'm never going to do stuff like that again, but I was already starting to hate crowds. And I was just thinking, like, okay, when I played the senior event last year, there were 6,000 people in that building just
That's
for that tournament. Plus, there were a lot of other tournaments going on at the same time. So,
I mean, are you not going to want to be around a casino anymore?
I'm not going to want to be around 6,000 people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what's on the floor any given time at the MGM or something like that, but I don't know.
Well, yeah,
after
a fight night, there's probably that many, but it's pretty well spread out there, because the reality is that Rio is a pretty small casino.
Right.
But, I mean, I was just thinking, if there's still cases out there, why would I want to be around 6,000 people? You've just increased your odds exponentially.
Yep.
So, but I mean, I'm sure it'll change. It's just once you start getting into a routine of, okay, I don't really need to be anywhere. I always joked about how you could almost live, if it weren't for having to go in for meetings, I could almost live inside the house 24/7. I pretty much can, because now we just do the meetings over the phone.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's been an interesting stretch. I think I'm settling into it, though, which is either good or bad. I don't know which. I've got some more religious stuff for you at some point in the show, but we'll get Booker T on next.
And, talk some mania.
Yeah, and
I should have watched, Fred.
I probably should have, because there was nothing else on, and I would have had something to talk about. But we'll see. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Now you want to see it free. Let you see it through your piece. Tell me what your life like. Turn it down a bright light. Driving with my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. I'm just trying to find. I've been looking for a new way.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Can you dig it, sucker?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and you know what that music means. Our good friend Booker T, how many time, champ?
Six, man. Six time. We just talking about five, but it's six.
Because five, that sounds better. I'd like to go with two-time Hall of Famer. Now, once he's a Hall of Famer, Fred, you forget about championships.
Hey, man.
And you introduce him as
it, man.
The two-time
company.
Hall of Famer. Oh, Book, we got you?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Oh,
here,
okay.
Man. Most definitely.
Okay. So I went outside my box this weekend, and my kids said, Dad, come on. What can we get WrestleMania? They're like, it's $10.
Yeah.
And I would have an argument to say, no, I've got to watch this or this. But let's be honest, what the hell did I have to watch? Nothing. So I went into WrestleMania not knowing any of the storylines. I don't know what's been going on in pro wrestling. I don't know. I honestly didn't know who half of the wrestlers were. I don't know who are the good guys and the bad guys. But that wasn't the most confusing thing for me. Let's start here. I watched Bray Wyatt versus John Cena last night, Book. What the hell was I watching? I don't understand what happened. I don't understand if there was actually a match, but people are telling me there was a match and Bray Wyatt won. But I don't really know how he – I mean, I don't know what happened. So you talk me through that a little bit.
Well, I mean, you know what? It's hard for me to talk you through something. I'm in the same boat as you are as far as this situation goes. Now, I do know with times being the way they are right now, as far as trying to just figure out, you know, where we're going to go, how we're going to, you know, entertain the fans. I understand that, but I think just like a lot of people, I'm going to have to go back and watch it again and see exactly if I missed something. Now, the social media buzz about it, actually, a lot of people liked it.
They did.
You know, so this day and era, man, that we're in right now, is just something totally different as far as, you know, what I came up, you know, actually doing as well as watching.
I'm going to tell you about a couple of the matches that I watched that I enjoyed. And you tell me if you thought they were good matches, and I'll tell you some of the matches I didn't enjoy. First, the matches that I enjoyed, I liked the first night. I liked the ladder match.
Ladder match was awesome.
I didn't really understand the rules because it was a tag team match, but there were three guys, and neither of them had a tag team partner. So that was a little odd for me. But as far as excitement goes, it was fun to watch. And that John Morrison guy did some pretty crazy moves. He looks like a basic old white dude, but he was able to do some crazy flipping stuff that was pretty impressive. What did you think of that match?
No, I mean, as far as the concept, everybody couldn't be a part of the match due to coronavirus. Of course, I heard Miz gave down. He was sick. I don't know if it was, you know, anything related to what was going on with this pandemic or anything like that, but he wasn't able to be in the match. So one member represents the team as far as, you know, whoever won on that team won the tag team championships. I understand that. You couldn't have had three better guys actually going out there and, you know, pulling something off like that. Those guys are A-listers as far as going out there and doing some phenomenal, crazy stuff. John Morrison, the guy who's been in WWE, left WWE, and now he's back in WWE. You know, it's awesome. You know, Jimmy Uso is one of my guys who started here, Reality of Wrestling guy. You know, I wouldn't say started, but got polished at Reality of Wrestling, as well as Kofi Kingston. Nobody does it better than Kofi Kingston in ladder matches. And I can only imagine what that crowd would have been like if it would have been 60 or 70,000 people watching that match, man. It would have been something totally, totally crazy.
I also enjoyed the Edge and Randy Orton last man standing match, although I'll preface it by saying that match was way too long. And I looked it up, and it lasted 36 and a half minutes. Like, what is it? What's a like when you go into a match at WrestleMania and they tell you this is how long this match is going to last? What number is like, okay, that match lasted too long to you?
You know, normally a match with that kind of time for me, if it's the right guys out there doing the work, and if it's in the right form, right setting, you know, that time go by like that. It's really not that long at all. But in a setting like that where the guys were going from one scene, you know, to the next scene.
And with no crowd.
It felt like it was drawn out a little bit. But I think the story, that's what you missed as far as those guys go. The story, it meant having a match somewhat to that magnitude. Maybe it went a little bit too long. A lot of people on social media, they're saying pretty much the same thing.
So that leads me to my next question about Edge, because when I watched wrestling, Edge was like a mid-card dude and really he was like a tag team guy with a goth tag team. And people started arguing with me last night that he was like, he is a mega star, and that tag team is one of the three best tag teams ever. And I listed off a bunch, and I texted you last night because I thought it was absurd. But I listed off a bunch of tag teams that I feel like are the top tag teams of all time, at least from I'm very much a novice at this point. But if from my standpoint, like when I was growing up, who the good teams were. Where is Edge and Christian as an all-time great tag team? And I ask this of someone who was a member of a Hall of Fame tag team.
Well, you got to look at it, from two different perspectives. You know, Edge and Christian, you know, those guys, they literally, set the standard as far as certain forms of tag team wrestling goes, as far as ladder matches, as far as depth-defying, you know, stunts being done in the ring. Now, my brother and I, we never did that kind of stuff. And then on the other hand, Edge, the rated R superstar, as a singles wrestler, you know, former, I don't know, 3-4-time heavyweight champion in WWE, as well as Christian, former heavyweight champion as well. Those guys are definitely prime time as far as singles as well as tag team wrestling goes. Top three, I wouldn't necessarily say top three, but top 10, I could definitely see Christian and Edge being top 10. Definitely a step two or three up behind Harlem Heat.
Oh, they're behind you. That's right. That's right. And I said behind Legion of Doom and behind the Rock and Roll Express and Midnight Express.
Oh, definitely, man. You know, I mean, those guys, Midnight Express, Rock and Roll Express, those guys, number one and number two. Road Warriors, number three. Harlem Heat, number four. Nasties, number five. Steiner Brothers, six. You know what I mean? Maybe vice versa. You know what I mean? The DNA and Christian somewhere along the line. There.
All right. I was on the right track.
You got a lot of great tag teams out there, though. A lot of them, man.
I was on the right track, then, you're saying. My list was pretty was good.
Definitely. You're on the right track.
All right. Let me get to the matches that, besides the Undertaker-AJ Styles match and the Bray Wyatt-John Cena match, which they were just confusing to me, to be honest, so I won't even get into them much more. The championship matches, which, before I get into that, I've been confused at how many champions there are. I was told that the WWE has 18 different champions now, and when I was a kid, there was the heavyweight champion, the Intercontinental Champion, and the Tag Team Champions. And that was it. And now everybody's got a belt. I don't like this new everyone gets a trophy. So who's a better champion now, the WWE Universal Champion or the WWE Champion?
You know, I wouldn't necessarily say one is, you know, bigger than the other one. You know, both titles, if you make it to that point, Universal Champion, you made it. If you make it to heavyweight champion, you made it in the sport. That's what we, you know, consider anyway, making it. And so I wouldn't necessarily say one is bigger than the other, but you got SmackDown, which is the heavyweight champion. Then you got Raw, which is the Universal Championship. So I can understand the difference in the two.
Okay, so my frustration is, and by the way, all these guys, like Braun Strowman, that looks like a scary man. That's a big, he makes Goldberg look tiny, And I remember Goldberg. And Goldberg, when I was a kid, had two moves. He did a spear and then a jackhammer. And that was all he knew how to do. Now, that's all he did on Saturday was he speared this Braun Strowman guy three times. And then Braun Strowman did one move three times. And that was the whole match. I mean, it seems like there's not a lot of technical wrestling going on there. And then the very next night, the Drew McIntyre-Brock Lesnar match, the same thing happens. Brock Lesnar does his move a couple times. And then this Drew, McIntyre does his move, which is apparently just a head kick. He does that a few times, and then the match is over. I feel like these are supposed to be the great matches, and because I've got this free WWE Network right now for a month, my kids have been downstairs today even watching like the greatest matches of all time, and we watched a match that happened in the Astrodome between The Rock and Stone Cold. And I was like, okay, that's a pretty good wrestling match. That feels like what the main event, what a championship match at WrestleMania should be. These left me very disappointed. What did you think of the title matches, Booker?
You know what? I didn't expect Goldberg and Braun Strowman to go out there and have a technical match or anything like that. I didn't see those guys being, you know, mat technicians or whatever, going to go out there and do a lot of, you know, collared elbow lockups, you know what I mean, arm drags, you know, arm bars, you know, hammer locks or anything. I didn't think it was going to be anything like that. If you remember Goldberg, all of his matches have been, you know, 3 to 4 to 5 minutes at 50 plus years old. I didn't expect Goldberg to go out there and have a long match at all. Braun Strowman, you know, winning the championship that way. But this guy's been trying to win the championship and trying to put himself in a position to win the championship for quite some time. This just happened to be the right time for him because we didn't expect Goldberg to be around for very long at all. Goldberg was one. I mean, just to be real, he is like one of those, you know, novelty when they come in, you know, show up here and now because he do still have that star power. And
they just want to put him on the poster.
They still want to see him. People still want to see him. So I understand that match being as quick as it was. Then, on the other hand, Drew McIntyre and Brock Lesnar, that match pretty much went on down that same line. But the one thing I can say, you know, you might can agree with me on this. If someone kick you in the head three times, you're normally not going to get up. So I can see the realism as far as where they were trying to go with that. You know, was it a great match? Oh, of course not. But to get out of that and try to move on, I think it was the best call, to be honest.
I think that was the disappointment for me was that, I mean, and Brock Lesnar is the guy that I was looking forward to seeing the most because that's the guy that I know, you know, besides The Undertaker and Goldberg, that's the guy that I know him from MMA, not from wrestling, but I know who he is. So I was excited to see him wrestle. And my kids were excited about it too because, you know, my kids, as far as they're concerned, Brock Lesnar is like this unstoppable beast is what they were telling me. And then he got beat up and they were like, oh, that was really disappointing.
I think any other time Brock Lesnar would have went out there and the match would have been totally different. I must say Brock Lesnar, people can say what they want to say about Brock Lesnar, but Brock has been one of the best talent over these last 3 years that we've had in WWE. I mean, he's definitely grown as a performer in so many different ways. But you got to have the right partner to be able to go out there and give something, you know, really, really special. And I just don't think him and Drew McIntyre, under these circumstances, with no fans in that arena, I don't think it would have been beneficial for either one of those guys to go out there and try to give the fans, you know, that WrestleMania moment that they were going to remember for the rest of their life. Well, they're going to remember it, just for maybe not the right reason.
So this is that's a match that you think if they had a full crowd, it would have been a different looking match.
I think if they had a full crowd in that match, it would have been totally different. I don't think the Goldberg match would have been a whole lot different, but I think that match with Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre with 70,000 people in that arena, it would have been totally a different match. I can almost guarantee.
So obviously that Braun Strowman and Goldberg match, that's sort of a passing of the torch match. Would you say that the Drew McIntyre-Brock Lesnar match is the same thing, or is Brock Lesnar still going to be like an elite draw for WWE?
Well, I wouldn't the Braun Strowman thing. I wouldn't call that the passing of the torch. Actually, you know, Roman Reigns was actually supposed to be in that spot. That was supposed to be Roman Reigns versus Goldberg. That was supposed to be spear versus spear. You know, old line versus young line. Which, you know, it wouldn't have bothered me if the guys was just went in there and did spear, 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 and match was over with. But no, I don't call that the passing of the torch. But the Brock Lesnar match and Drew McIntyre. Yeah, I mean, Drew McIntyre is a guy that came to WWE at 21 years old, a guy who, you know, thought he was a bigger star than he was and then got fired, had to go back out there on the independent scene and build himself all over again and then come back to the company and put in the work first and foremost, and then to get rewarded by a guy like Brock Lesnar, the guy that beat, you know, The Undertaker and broke the streak. That's definitely what we call in the business a rub.
Okay. Well, Book, I appreciate you coming on with us the day after WrestleMania. Obviously, it was again. I'm very much a novice when it comes to this stuff, but I appreciate getting your insight on it. But do you think that if whatever the next pay per view is, I assume they have one every month now. When that time comes up, if there's still this no crowd rule, do you think the WWE will try to do a similar setup for that?
You know what, man? I think they should just go all cinematic till this thing is over with. You know what I mean? Just go all cinematic, really make it every week like a different movie, and entertain the people from a different perspective, and you know, go into the Hollywood trick bag of WWE.
All right. That is Booker T, the two-time WWE Hall of Famer, one of the greatest tag team champions of all time. Booker, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Appreciate it, bro. Holla, man. Later.
All right. All right. I got to tell you guys, Fred, you had very little to say about WrestleMania, I noticed.
Well, if I'd watched it, maybe I could comment. But
yeah, you just know that so. Booker and I are the experts, is what you're saying.
Booker, thank you. Certainly.
Thank
yes.
You. Yes. All right, I got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. And when I was doing these spots earlier, people were like, "Well, who's got money to spend on windows right now?" And Allstate's got this great thing going. And I now know a couple of our listeners who have done this, and it's the best time to get new windows put in because. Right now, they've got their spring special going on, no payments for 2 years, and 30% off all windows. So you're not paying for these windows for 2 years. And you're going to save 40% on your energy bills with vinyl windows through the summer months. So these windows are actually going to save you money immediately. So it makes perfect sense to go out there and have Allstate come out, take a look at your windows. They're doing everything safe. They're not having a contact thing. Everything's doing. They're safe for you, safe for their installers. This is a good company, man. They're family owned and operated for over four generations. They've got senior discounts, cash discounts available. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingandWindows.com.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. One of us is in the Veritex Community Bank studio. The other's broadcasting from all over the city, as we have been for a while. And good to have Booker T on. Hope he's doing well. And that was fun to listen to you two guys. So now I kind of wish I'd watched it.
I'm very smart about pro wrestling. Don't you agree?
No, but
Did you notice that my list of tag teams was very similar to Booker T's?
I did notice that, yes.
Yes.
But you guys are kind of from the same era.
That's right. They call it the golden era.
I don't know if they call it that,
but that's what they should call it.
Well, I'm glad you're into wrestling and you have something to do with your kids while you're on lockdown. So
yeah. Well, at least for like 29 more days.
Oh, it's going to be a lot longer than that.
Well, I mean, that's how long they're going to have wrestling for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it when something is, when a fake news thing is so well done that the whole world believes it. Did you see what your buddy Pat Robertson did not say?
No. What you got, Pat?
Apparently, a fake news site said during an appearance on the 700 Club, Robertson blamed the coronavirus on oral pleasure.
Oh, homosexuals.
Nope. Listen, so some of these youngins are doing all kinds of unnatural things with their sex organs. When people do that, they transfer all kinds of chemicals from ladies' private parts, and that's where I think the virus came from.
Oh,
we never
geez.
Had this kind of thing back when I was coming up, but no one was committing oral back then.
Is oral sex a new
and
thing?
It went, apparently it is, but the funny part is it sounds like something he would say because, you know, if you remember, he blamed 9/11 on witches and lesbians. But no, it was a totally fake news story. And they actually had to write a story about how fake it was.
Damn, so, that would have been good.
Well, this was from a website called the Business Standard News, which I think is just a new version of that international business news that did the story about the Cowboys trade one time that we had so much fun with. But you know, just keep in mind that. Not
Pat.
Everything you read is accurate, and I don't want Pat's name besmirched.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare anyone? How dare you?
Sounds a lot like
They talk the same.
Nick said
that's
okay. Says they actually do call the 80s the golden era, and 90s is the attitude era.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm a mix of the 80s and 90s. I'm of the golden attitude era. Anything after like 2000, I'm out on. I don't know much about that.
Yeah, I watched, like, my son and I watched it when he was little, and that was like The Rock and Stone Cold, and that was about the last time I actually paid attention.
Yeah.
And, you know, once Booker and Brad came on the station, I thought about, you know, giving it a shot, but then I'm like, I think I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm good. That's what we got Booker and Brad for.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like there's no reason for you to ever watch soccer because we got Glenn Davis.
Yeah, what am I going to do? I don't know enough about it to hang with him, so I'll just leave it to him. Leave it to the experts.
All right. 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. I have a... if you want a hint about when things might come back to normal, Disney's probably pretty tapped in, right? I think they probably have a pretty good idea. They're one of the first ones to shut down. Well, they're accepting new reservations starting June 1.
Okay.
So
that means that's when, the deep state has told their billionaire friends at Walt Disney that we can get back to normal.
Okay, what's the deep state and that, Walt Disney's
that's the,
dead?
The shadow government. Walt Disney's not dead. That's what the regular government wants you to believe.
Huh.
The shadow deep state government, that's the truth is Walt Disney's brain is preserved inside Alyssa Milano's body, and he's still running Disney.
I kind of like that conspiracy theory.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, you make fun of me for aliens, but come up with that. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, do you see who is really sick with the Rona?
No.
Boris Johnson.
Prime Minister.
Of England.
In the ICU there. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, he apparently, I mean, and I don't know. I mean, I've seen a couple people go into the ICU, but that might be the biggest name yet if the Rona does claim him.
Yep.
But I love his hair. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a big fan of Boris's hair.
All right, we're going to a break, Fred.
Okay. You guys got to tell me about the music.
I forgot.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.